from Tibbetts on June 28, 2010. This is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Firefox 3.6.6. Mozilla's Firefox 3.6.6 is a quick update to the just released 3.6.4, which addresses a handful of security vulnerabilities and improves stability when plugins crash. Most notably, if the Flash, QuickTime, or Silverlight plugins crash, they won't take down Firefox itself. Just reload the page to restart the plugin. The security vulnerabilities could result in arbitrary code execution, as usual, so it's nice to see them fixed. Release notes are available. Firefox 3.6.6 merely increases the amount of time a plugin can be non-responsive before it's terminated. Default folder 10.4.3.9. St. Clair Software has released a maintenance and stability update to the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement Utility Default Folder 10. Version 4.3.9, which comes hard on the heels of the more substantial 4.3.8 release, fixes a single crashing bug. Other recent changes include the addition of pixel dimensions for images in the preview and information panels, the expansion of compatible hotkeys to include F16 through F19, support for aliases when dragging items to the program's preference pane, and support for open and save dialogs displayed in AppleScript scripts by system events. Also, the update resolves an issue that caused newer MacBook Pros with automatic GPU switching to misread default folder 10 as needing higher-powered graphics. The fix should help save on power and battery usage. A full list of changes is available on St. Clair Software's website. Things 1.3.4. It's time to catch up with Cultured Code's popular task manager, Things, whose latest release, version 1.3.4, fixes 14 bugs. Before taking a look at the most important fixes, it's worth noting that a major change came in the 1.3.2 release, added support for multiple device syncing with your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. The most recent update now preserves logged items from deleted areas in the logbook, adds a native crash reporter, adds a confirmation dialog when attempting to delete a non-empty area, and resolves an issue that prevented items in a project without a title from being shown in the next list. A full list of fixes can be found on Cultured Code's website. Mailplane 2.1.9. Uncomplex's Mailplane 2.1.9 offers the capability to drag .webloc and .mailloc files into Mailplane to insert the URL encapsulated in the file into the message text. But the real reason to upgrade to Mailplane 2.1.9 is the fix to the problem that attaching files via drag and drop often didn't work if you had also upgraded to the recent released Flash 10.1, which you want to do since the previous version is a security hole. The update also fixes a problem dragging text clippings to Mailplane, fixes a focus problem caused by upgrading to Safari 5, and improves performance when composing replies. Release notes are available. This is Tibbetts, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.